The City of Kingston aims to support harm reduction measures for Queen's Homecoming this year, in part by facilitating the extended operation of food trucks throughout the event. The motion presented, stemming from conversations between councillors and the Queen's Alma Mater Society, was to waive some of the time restrictions on refreshment vehicles for businesses participating in AMS events at locations approved by the city. This would mean extending the business hours for these food trucks to 2 a.m. This would take place throughout the University District Safety Initiative, that's October 14th to November 1st. This would also involve giving the city's director of licensing and enforcement the ability to revoke or modify the terms of these extra hours when necessary. The goal of this move is to reduce harm by ensuring participants in homecoming festivities have access to food and non-alcoholic beverages throughout the day. Councillors discussed the motion from various angles, considering how this decision could impact this year's homecoming.
The intention behind this AMS collaboration for food trucks is harm reduction.
I'm just concerned that we are in someone else's kitchen here. Is this a Queen's issue?
I do have some concerns about the overall motion. One is that the 2 a.m., I am worried that the public is going to hear we're condoning street parties until 2 a.m., and that will be the optics of this.
My concern is that we are going to be sponsoring this unauthorized street party with food trucks up until 2 a.m., which is going to be a public thing, which with the recent last couple events that happened and with the attendance being down, attendance may go up because now they have some place to eat as well.
I am very concerned about the optics of this. Because yes, we may not be sponsoring something, but we are allowing, we are permitting it. And so we as council need to decide what is it that we are going to permit. Because in the eyes of residents, what we permit is what we endorse.
There was also an amendment added to this motion suggesting that these food trucks be restricted to Queen's campus.
I think it's pretty clear what this amendment is for. It's the idea that, yes, Director Smith should have that ability to extend the length of time that food trucks are open, but personally, I would feel a lot more comfortable if this were restricted to Queen's University campus. I know the idea is that we're trying to help disperse and spread out students. However, I'm not sure that having them in the community neighborhoods is going to achieve that. And I realize there's no way to know until we try. But I think that as a slower first step with the intention of helping Queens to deal with this issue, I would prefer this.
It was assured that Bylaw and Kingston Police would be prepared to factor this development into plans for homecoming.
So we will have a significant police presence as well as a bylaw presence. And if we do have the food trucks out there, they are going to be something that we are patrolling rather frequently. So I think that we could react very proactively before something got out of hand.
Councillors also expressed the need for more communication between the city and Queen's AMS for future events.
I think that AMS should be here tonight to speak to us if this is something that would really be helpful for them. I would prefer trucks to be kept on campus for lighting, for safety. I just think it would be a better move. And further, if AMS did this last year and they wanted to take it further, they should have reached out sooner. Here we are with a council motion, no staff report, trying to make the best decision we can, and they had every opportunity to reach out sooner. Councillor Glenn, you've been trying really hard to collaborate with them. Consistently, I've seen you doing this work and staff as well. So I think that if we could send AMS a message respectfully, if you need something, let us know earlier, please. So I hope that could be passed on.
I am also disappointed the AMS is not here to speak because I was hoping they could maybe expand on what their plans were.
With the amendment of restricting the location of these food trucks to Queen's campus, the motion passed with a vote of 11-2, adding to the list of measures being put into place for this year's homecoming.
Enjoy homecoming, come here, be safe, go to bed early, and drink lots of water.